Welcome to Morning Prayer and Worship. This is Monday, an ordinary time, proper 24 in the church calendar. My name is Ben, and I'm so glad that you're here. Hope you had a restful, meaningful weekend. If you have a prayer request, you can always go to benwardmusic.com/prayer request. We'd love to pray for you. Let's set aside this time as holy unto the Lord. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now I see. T'was grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear, the hour I first believed. I once was lost, oh, but you found me. Was lost, but you took me in. When I feel lost, you come and find me. Take me back to begin again. Dangerous toils and snares I have already come. 'Tis grace that brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead. I once was lost, oh, but you found me. I once was lost, but you took me in. When I feel lost, you come and find me. Take me back to begin again. When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we know less days to sing God's praise than when we first begun. I once was lost, oh, but you found me. I once was lost, but you took me in. Come and find me. Take me back to begin again. Take me back to begin again. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your amazing grace. May we never get tired. May we never grow cynical. May we be amazed by your grace every day, every morning, every evening. In the name of Jesus, amen. Psalm 25 is our psalm for today. In you, Lord, my God, I put my trust. I trust in you. Do not let me be put to shame, nor let my enemies triumph over me. No one who hopes in you will ever be put to shame, but shame will come on those who are treacherous without cause. Show me your ways, Lord. Teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth and teach me, for you are God, my Savior, and my hope is in you all day long. Remember, Lord, your great mercy and love, for they are from of old. Do not remember the sins of my youth and my rebellious ways. According to your love, remember me, for you, Lord, are good. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore, he instructs sinners in his ways. He guides the humble in what is right and teaches them his way. All the ways of the Lord are loving and faithful toward those who keep the demands of his covenant. For the sake of your name, Lord, forgive my iniquity, though it is great. Who then are those who fear the Lord? He will instruct them in the ways they should choose. They will spend their days in prosperity, and their descendants will inherit the land. The Lord confides in those who fear him. He makes his covenant known to them. My eyes are ever on the Lord, for only he will release my feet from the snare. Turn to me and be gracious to me, for I am lonely and afflicted. Relieve the troubles of my heart and free me from my anguish. Look on my affliction and my distress, and take away all my sins. See how numerous are my enemies, and how fiercely they hate me. Guard my life and rescue me. Do not let me be put to shame, for I take refuge in you. May integrity and uprightness protect me, because my hope, Lord, is in you. Deliver Israel, O God, from all their troubles. Lord, we pray that prayer today. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem in the midst of so much bloodshed. In the name of Jesus, bring your peace, Lord. Bring your justice. In the name of Jesus. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Our Our scripture lesson is 1 Corinthians 15, 30 through 41. And as for us, why do we endanger ourselves every hour? I face death every day. Yes, just as surely as I boast about you in Christ Jesus our Lord. If I fought wild beasts in Ephesus with no more than human hopes, what have I gained? If the dead are not raised, let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die. Do not be misled. Bad company corrupts good character. Come back to your senses as you ought and stop sinning. For there are some who are ignorant of God. I say this to your shame. But someone will ask, how are the dead raised? With what kind of body will they come? How foolish! What you sow does not come to life unless it dies. When you sow, you do not plant the body that will be, but just a seed, perhaps of wheat or of something else. But God gives it a body, as he has determined. And to each kind of seed, he gives its own body. Not all flesh is the same. People have one kind of flesh, animals have another, birds another, and fish another. There are also heavenly bodies, and there are earthly bodies. But the splendor of the heavenly bodies is one kind, and the splendor of the earthly bodies is another. The sun has one kind of splendor, the moon another, and the stars another. And star differs from star in splendor.
Of the Lord, thanks be to God, thanks be to God.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Our collect of the day, the prayer we pray together collectively this Monday in ordinary time, proper 24 in the church calendar. Almighty and everlasting God, in Christ you have revealed your glory among the nations. Preserve the works of your mercy, that your church throughout the world may persevere with steadfast faith in the confession of your name. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Going to lead us in a time of guided prayer as always. I'll give prompts. We'll continue to play. Pray specifically and by name for those in your life. Pour your heart out to the Lord today. Begin with our own hearts, our joys, thanksgivings, trials, worries, fears. Lay it all before Jesus.
is in you. Yes, our hope is in you.
Let's pray for our families now, our extended families, our immediate families, whatever that means in your life today. Let's lift them up. Friends, acquaintances, co-workers, fellow students, our enemies. Jesus commands us to pray for our enemies. Bless those who curse us. Whoever the Lord lays on your heart right now, lift them up. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. Go in the peace and the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit. You are loved. You are treasured. You have hope today. Amen. Morning prayer and worship is a production of Steady Stream Ministries. Thank you for your donations. Benboardmusic.com/donate. We need you and we thank you. Let's pray together again tomorrow. Bye-bye.